It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Welcome to the Hotel Hell. Check-in time is now, check-out time is never.
It's Mike Shope.
Does my room have cable?
No. And the sheets are made of fire.
Can I change rooms?
Sorry, we're all booked up. Hell convention in town.
And the Bulldog.
Can I have a late checkout?
I'll have to talk to the manager.
You're not the manager, even in your own fantasy?
I'm the owner. The co-owner. With Satan.
It's Mike Shope.
Okay. Just so I understand it, in your wildest fantasy, you are in hell. And you are co-running a bed and breakfast with the devil.
And the Bulldog.
Yeah, but I haven't told you my salary yet.
Go.
$80,000 a year.
On WGR.
Bam.
Sports Radio 550.
Well, nothing official, of course, as is the plan from the NFL and the Bills on the schedule, but we think we've known it all day. Since before the show started, I think we know what the schedule is, perhaps with the exception of a day of the weekend or a time. Like, I don't know all the times. Most, though, we pretty much got it. Want to just talk it through top to bottom?
Sure.
All right. Pick games, maybe? Pick them? Leave that for the morning show?
I don't know. There's some sort of trademark infringement that might be happening here if you ask me. Or maybe if we just together pick the Bills, it won't be a problem.
I don't want to step on toes.
No, I don't either. I'm imagining, I mean, I haven't seen anything definitively confirming this, but I mean, how is Howard not appearing on the morning show tomorrow to do this?
Much like the schedule itself, it's just not official.
Right.
There's some assumptions you can make.
Right.
All right. Week one, Sunday night. What a cool thing. Ravens at Bills. Bet Online has a spread, Buffalo minus one. I mean, that'll just be so much fun to look forward to. Obviously, it's a great opponent right away, and it's the kind of game that might end up mattering all year.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's last year's 2-3 seeds.
I like the Ravens.
You are going to pick the games. All right.
I'm just kidding.
You're going to pick the games. Revenge game.
Revenge.
Really is.
Revenge game. Adversity to start. Like, ah, oh, we're in a hole already. Tiebreaker. Ah. And, we talked it through with Sal earlier. After that, the next chunk of games is like, come on. So 5-1 at the bye. Well, I don't know. I don't want to assume Atlanta. Atlanta might be, they look soft because they had a bad schedule, a bad record last year.
What was their record last
year? But Penix, I just think that could be pretty hot pretty fast. Like, there's a chance you go to play Atlanta in week six and you're rolling into, it's 2-4-1 teams or something. I mean, I haven't looked at what their schedule looks like between, the opener and that week six matchup with the Bills.
I happen to be doing that right
now. If this is right. See, like how he still did that all these hours later, if what we're looking at is correct. So I don't want to just assume they're going to run over all these teams, but. And I'm kidding about Baltimore. Flip a coin. I have no idea.
You'll get a look at Atlanta Sunday night, week two, at Minnesota. Otherwise, week one, Tampa. Week three, at Carolina. Week four, Washington. Look like all 1 o'clock games. Week five, we don't have yet. Could be a bye week. Would there be a bye week as early as week five? If there is, Atlanta would maybe be in play for that. Anyway, week one, Ravens at Bills. Okay, week two, Bills at Jets. 1 o'clock. September 14th. The Jets will have opened at home against the Steelers, so they'll have played a home game already. They start with two home games. If that were the first game, it's probably Justin Fields, Aaron Glenn, new coach. It'll be his second game as their head coach, mm-hmm. assuming they don't replace him after the opener. The opener goes so bad that they fire him one game into his career. And that, what would the score of that game have to be? It'd be like the Rockies or something. Even the Rockies gave it a month. Anyway, so Bills at Jets, Bills minus 4.5, more, maybe more.
Six. I want to go to six.
Six on the road is hefty.
Yes, it is.
Especially early where you really don't have.
But it is the Jets.
Will the Jets be favored against Pittsburgh?
No.
Oh, I have that, I think. Oh, they, I know. They don't have a line there because people
don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to sign and be the Pittsburgh quarterback.
Correct.
My favorite thing about the Bills being on the road in week two is how nicely it lines up for those of us who are aficionados of the Borderland Music and Arts Festival.
All right.
Out at the Knox Farm, because that is the weekend for that, and the organizers there who I have become friends with have, you know, intermittently, like, you hearing anything? Road. It just is better for them for attendance and everything. If the Bills are on the road that week. Last year, it was even better than that. The Bills played on Thursday night against the Dolphins, and then the festival began on Friday, and it was great. Mm-hmm. And now we're even more personally tied in because my wife is hoping to. We've applied to be a vendor again. I would hope we did well enough last year there, and that we'll get approved for that. So we're planning on spending the whole weekend out there, and the Bills being on the road at 1 o'clock lines up pretty well for that for me and for them, for the organizers. So I'm happy for them, and that's really it.
At the Jets, week two, Sunday. Week three, home to Miami, Thursday night. So this game last year, week two in Miami, Thursday night. This one, week three here, Thursday night. The Dolphins start at the Colts and home to the Patriots. You know, the Jets could win their first game. The Dolphins could win their first two games. Like with that slate, Bills will be favored at home against Miami. Week four, New Orleans. Could be the worst team in the NFL. Could be Tyler Shough at quarterback for the Saints. It won't be Derek Carr. Could be Spencer Rattler.
Right.
Tyler Shough, the rookie, or some random ad they make between now and then. Not great. They start with Arizona, don't have week two, at Seattle, and then come here.
Who is the guy behind Shug again?
Spencer Rattler.
Okay. Because in my brain, Spencer Rattler and Desmond Ritter have been the same guy. I don't know if just it's the sound of the names that just sounds similar enough to me. So I really want them to have both of those guys behind Tyler Shug. Just flip a coin, which one, Ritter or Rattler? I don't know. Anyway.
I would guess that the Saints at Bills game will be the Bills' biggest point spread of the year. Double digits at home against New Orleans.
For the Bills or in the league?
Well, it's probably too early to be the biggest of the season. Some late season game between the Saints and the whoever, some other great team will maybe be bigger. But I bet I wouldn't be surprised if that's double digits. Week five is back in prime time. The third home night game of the season comes on October 5th. We'll be exhausted by October 6th. These night home games. Bills and Patriots in that one. Patriots start with the Raiders, go to Miami, don't know, week three. Home to Carolina in week four. All these teams have kind of soft-ish starts. The Patriots have the league's easiest schedule. And this is not a coincidence. I mean, the fact which divisions you play is a lot toward that.
Right.
And that's why these starts look all pretty soft.
Right. Yeah. The Bills have the 50th easiest schedule. The only difference is they're playing first place teams in the other divisions, and New England's playing fourth place teams. So that's how you end up with the easiest schedule in that. You liked that. Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, that's a big enough distinction because the Patriots have to play the Bills, who won 13 games,
right,
and the Bills play New England, which won four.
Right.
So the difference is New England won't play Kansas City. They won't play Philadelphia, whoever they play that were last in those divisions, and Houston. Also, they'll play whoever was left, Jacksonville, I guess. No, Tennessee.
Tennessee, yeah, right. You like the New England game as being a like early season sort of some sort of platform, and I don't know, you maybe didn't think Sunday night for that, but that it could qualify as a sneaky primetime type game.
I definitely liked it, yes, but also not for Sunday. I didn't think it measured up to Sunday, and I liked it in New England, and I went into that the other day. Like, I sort of think an up-and-coming, interesting team hosting a team that's established as good can be a compelling matchup. If this could be a blowout. Although these Patriot games have not been blowouts. They've lost to them. A couple of the home games recent years were really close with New England. This is Diggs coming back. The appeal of the game being here is Diggs coming to Buffalo instead of the Bills just playing against him on the road. It's at least one thing. Week 6, Bills at Atlanta, one of two Monday night games that week. That's October 13th. Atlanta, one primetime game before that, week 2 against the Vikings. We've talked about them some already. I think they're kind of interesting. 8-9 last year, by the way, the Falcons.
That was their record? Yeah. Yeah, I think if Penix, I mean, you know, off-season mode here, so you're seeing, like, different sites reviewing different players, and I feel like I've seen some content from PFF and even Sam Monson specifically highlighting the number of big-time throws Penix made. Like, the game is more than just big-time throws. Like, it often, really, the mastery of the rudimentary and the ordinary stuff is can be as important as being able to make the spectacular play, but Penix had a load of big-time throws. He didn't even play the whole year. So there's a live dude there. And they've got some pretty hot skills there. So I don't know. I think Atlanta could be live. If Penix hits, that could be a surprisingly good team.
The quarterback matchups are really good here. Just follow along with that in mind if you want. Lamar Jackson, Justin Fields, Tua, Tyler Shugg, who knows? But then May and Penix, two second year. Yep. High picks.
And Atlanta did a lot. I mean, they drafted the two of the top edge rushers in the whole draft are on Atlanta. So that might be an interesting early challenge.
One of two Bills dome games this year. Only two. Week 7, bye week. Week 8, at Carolina. How much primetime? I have them at one primetime game, week 12.
Carolina?
So far, Carolina. Bryce Young, first pick of the draft, now going into his third year. Then Mahomes. Week 9, 4:25 here, November 2nd. Chiefs have a loaded nighttime schedule early, just like the Bills do. They have a Monday night game with Washington the week before coming here, so short-ish week, and then their bye week is after they play the Bills. Week 10 at Miami rematch. Dolphins, you know, the schedule ramps up. Some primetime games, including week 3 here. The Ravens on a Thursday night are their opponent before that Bills game. So extra rest for Miami.
All right.
In week 10. Week 11, Baker Mayfield and the Bucs here, 1 o'clock. One of two, if not three, 1 o'clock Sunday home games. That's it. It's three if it's week 18 also, but Saints, Buccaneers, that's it as far as that goes. Week 11, November 16th, Bucs. They're kind of fun.
Yeah, I think that's a good team. It's funny, like, the Super Bowl with Brady and then sort of a reset and here comes Baker Mayfield. And I don't think he's really been, at least at first, and even last year, like, I don't know, is this really believable? Are they good? But I think they're good. I don't think they're great, you know, but I think they're good.
Week 12, short week at the Texans Thursday night. So Sunday home to the Bucs. Thursday night at the Texans, the Bills' second Amazon Prime game of the season. Bills at Houston. Houston doesn't get a ton of primetime love here today yet.
Oh, the shine is really off of them. They were like a darling last offseason. Right? Stroud is a rookie. Look at these receivers. Holy cow. And last year, they never really looked the part. I mean, they still, you know, they had a decent year, but they did not elevate. I think last year in the spring, it felt like it was being assumed that they were ascending to Chiefs, Bills, Ravens territory. I never really bought it, and it's not kind of a victory lap. It just didn't happen. So now, you know, I don't know. I don't want to overreact because there's still a lot of the same parts there. Their edge guys are really good. The coach seems to have a handle on the team, at least. And Stroud, I mean, there's injuries. Dell is out. Diggs is gone now. So they're going to kind of remake a little bit. What did they do? Christian Kirk? Did he come in there to go with Collins?
Two day two receivers, both from Iowa State.
Oh, they got both of those cats, huh? All
Higgins right. And Noel.
So I don't want to assume that they're going to keep going the wrong way. Maybe they'll sort of steady and, you know, the division is there for them. I mean, I'm kind of crushing on Jacksonville this offseason, not to the extent that I think they're like Houston from last year and that they're going to be like in the top tier of teams. But I think that might be a dogfight between they and the Jaguars.
Right. Divisional round, each of the last 2 years, despite Yes, kind of a decline. Week 13, Bills at Steelers, 4:25 in Pittsburgh, November 30th. Playing Pittsburgh late, just like with the Browns. Who knows? I mean, who knows right now with the Steelers either? But Aaron Rodgers, does he make it? Does he go there in the first place? Is it Mason Rudolph? Is it Will Howard?
Yeah,
is someone else?
Is he broken by the time November 30th rolls around? Yeah, if he goes there in the first place.
I wonder what the Steelers' storyline stuff is that late. They are, I shouldn't say this, because a lot of their games are not in yet. But it is maybe kind of a record that to get this late on schedule day and do not have them on a Sunday night game yet. I'll just celebrate that to myself. Because they kind of ruin games. Week 14, the Bengals here, 4:25. That is December 7th. The Bengals have been better late in the season than early. But that should be big. Week 15 at New England, the rematch there from week 5. Sunday, 1 o'clock, December 14th. The Patriots have the Sunday night game here, a Thursday night game with the Jets, a Monday night game with the Giants. I guess we covered that with Sal earlier. There's some of their games are yet to come in either. Week 16, Bills at Browns. Oh,
yeah, who,
snow tires.
Who are you at quarterback by then?
Snow tires. 8-0 comes to mind.
Right.
Hopefully it's not that again. December 21st, 1 o'clock in Cleveland. All right.
If Cleveland's good, you know, that game could get flexed.
Yes. That could be Shedeur Sanders. I hope it is. Their thing is, logically, rookie quarterbacks, why not? You could even do that right from week one with the expectations there are for the Browns. But they're also kind of like setting up to draft somebody good next year. And then if it kind of goes that way, what was the point of this?
Right, two draft picks at quarterback.
Right, Dylan Gabriel.
Let's see if they do something interesting. Maybe they'll alternate starts.
Yeah.
The Broncos in the 80s at one point were alternating series. I remember they played a game here against the Bills that I was at where that was happening. Who would that be?
Tommy Maddox, Sean Moore.
Okay.
Right?
So I Maddox definitely feels Sean right Moore. To me, but I'm not sure about the other guy.
89.
I
don't know why I remember that game so well. I didn't go. There was a Bills flea flicker touchdown in that game. BB?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah. I'm saying, yeah, that rings a bell. And it's a long time ago now. Why was Elway hurt?
Maybe.
What in the world? Because in my head, I'm thinking they're alternating quarterbacks, but wait a minute. Wasn't Elway there? And
wasn't 89.
No, it's
later.
Later?
Yeah, it's later.
Ooh.
89, we lost to Denver. 90 is the comeback, the Bennett block field goal.
I've got it before that.
It's later.
In my head. Wow.
I think.
92. 92?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been at that game.
Well, maybe a different game.
Yeah,
sorry.
I don't know what I'm thinking of. All right. Anyway.
Kelly to Beebe, 64 yards.
Yeah.
Flea flicker. All right. So back to the future.
Right.
Week 17, Philadelphia. You have to wait that long for that game. That's tough. We'll see if it is big, right? I mean, two expected to be really good teams, so it's probably kind of big. 4:25 on December 28th for the Eagles visit. The Eagles, whose schedule is loaded with marquee games starting right from the first night of the season, at Washington 16, at Buffalo 17, home to Washington 18 to close it. And then finally, the Bills wrap their final regular season game at the stadium, expected to be, I got it in once, expected to be, like we don't know this is official yet. The Jets here for the last home regular season game. We don't know time or even date necessarily yet until, I think they'll all be Sunday games, but maybe not. Week 18? No, they won't be. They won't be. They do put, like that Chiefs game when the Bills needed the Chiefs to lose, they do put week 18 games on Saturday.
That's right.
So that could be Saturday or Sunday. There you go. Well, hopefully this is all right.
Right.
Earlier today, we spoke with Marcus Mosier, Locked On Cowboys. One reason why we called Marcus was he wrote a piece about Keon Coleman. And he's got a lot to say about Coleman. We will have that for you next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.